Would you pray with me? Father, we praise you that you are a God of mercy. You are a God of grace. Lord God, you demonstrated your mercy and your grace to us in that you sent your Son to die in our place. Lord, I pray that you would help us to remember him well this morning. I pray that you would enable us to do that for your glory, and I pray it in Christ's name. Amen. As we remember our Lord Jesus Christ, we prepare for our time around the Lord's table today. We're going to be looking at a passage from Ephesians chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles with you, would you turn to Ephesians chapter 2? Paul is describing the Ephesians to the Ephesians. He's describing what kind of people they used to be and what kind of people they are today. I'm going to start reading from verse 11 through verse 13. If you would follow along with me, take notice of what it is that brought about the change in the Ephesian people, starting in verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you, who formerly were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. This passage describes a significant alienation between the Jews and the Gentiles. And this is an alienation that is of God's design. And his purpose for this difference between the Jews and the Gentiles was to set apart the people of Israel in the Old Testament so that the rest of the world would notice that they are different and would want to know about the God who had made them different. But the emphasis of this passage is an instruction. It's instruction that we see in verse 11 and again in verse 12. And that instruction is that the Ephesians remember. They remember what kind of people they used to be. And Paul describes what kind of people they used to be in five very clear, very sobering ways. He says, first, remember that you were separate from Christ. These were people who had no Messiah. They had no one who would deliver them from their sin. They had no hope of a future king that would come and rescue them, who would establish his rule and his reign on this earth. They had nothing to look forward to. Paul also tells them to remember that they were excluded from the commonwealth of Israel. God created the nation of Israel to be separate from all the other nations of the world, and he blessed them and he loved them. And because the Gentiles were separate from the nation of Israel, they were separate from the blessings that God had prepared for Israel. Thirdly, Paul tells the Gentiles to remember that they were strangers to the covenant of promise. Starting with Abraham, God laid out a long series of promises for the nation of Israel. He told them, "You'll be a great nation. Other nations will be blessed through you. I will give you land. I will multiply you greatly," and many other promises. The Gentiles had none of those promises. They had none of the promises of God. They had nothing in that regard. Paul reminds them, fourthly, that they had no hope. Because they were separate from Christ, because they had no Messiah, they had no future confidence in a future event that they would be united with God through salvation in faith. They had no confidence whatsoever at all. They had nothing. And finally, he tells them, remember that you were without God. Whether you believed in multiple gods or whether you didn't believe in any God, you did not believe in the one true God of this world. You failed to acknowledge him for who he was, and because of that, you did not have him. So that's the condition that the Ephesians were in formerly. I say formerly because of what we see in verse 13. Paul starts by saying, but. He makes a contrast and he says, you have been brought near. This is a passive verb. This describes something that was done to the Ephesian people. They were brought near. And God did that work. He brought those people to himself. This was something that only God could do. And what brought them near was right there in front of us. It's the blood of Christ. This is a reference to the cross where the Father's wrath was poured out on everybody who would believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. This person now is in Christ Jesus in verse 13. They have a new identity. They have an identity that's very different from the identity that they formerly had of being one who had no access to Christ, as one who had no hope, who is without God in this world. Now they are in Christ Jesus. All of that is because of the blood of Christ that has brought them near. So if you are here this morning and you have placed your trust and your confidence in Christ, as the elements come to you, will you take them and hold them? And remember your former condition. Remember the condition that you were in before God saved you. Remember the hopelessness and the despair that you had. Remember the kindness of God that he would bring you near to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. The gospel message is for the Christian. It's for the Christian whose life has been changed. They have the ability to live in a newness of life. If there is an ongoing pattern of sin, please take that pattern of sin before the Lord and confess that pattern of sin and turn from that so that you can take the elements this morning in a worthy manner. This is a description of people who are now in Christ. It's a description of people who have a new identity in Christ. If you're here today and your life looks more like the original description of the Ephesians, if you don't have Christ, if you're separate from God, if you have no hope, today is an excellent time to stop and examine the claims of Jesus Christ, that he provides salvation to everyone who would put their trust in him as he died a death on your behalf at the cross. If you have any questions about that, how that works, please seek me or any of the other elders out after the service. Seek out the person who's sitting next to you. We would love to talk to you about Christ as Savior and Lord. So men, come and serve us and take the elements on your own.